I cannot imagine any company, I'm not talking about this one, but I can't imagine any company moving to a new town and the first thing they do is sue that new town.
I can't imagine a company working with a city and a county for this long and then at the 11th hour after they begin construction being shot down and I mean...
It sucks either way.
If you look at, I mean, I agree with what you guys are saying, but I also look at, you know, most people in this room have retirement, and that retirement isn't to spend today, it's down the road. And it's the same thing here. In 15 years, you're going to be getting full payment for that, right? You're going to still be getting money between now and the 15 years that you would not have been getting without that business. And in 15 years, you're going to be getting the full amount plus extra because the assessor's using a 3%. When was the last time our real estate commercial properties went up only 3%? So as time goes, the city's going to be reaping a lot of benefits for this. If we didn't want this originally, and I wasn't here, but our body should have said no back then, not to give them the belief that they're going to do this the entire time, and then in the 11th hour, we pull the rug out from underneath them. And I see you shaking your head, Chief, and I respect what you're battling for here, but I also know that, I mean, this is going to be a benefit for the city in the long run and not for, you know, it's kind of messed up thing to pull it out at the 11th hour after everything. It'd be one thing if they weren't, if you read through all those emails, and I know you guys did, they were working with our city staff. They were working with Mr. Fish and everybody all the way through for months and months and months. So on a technicality to try and get it overturned, I have a hard time with that too.